This problem is not new, but with the push to end childhood obesity and encourage healthy eating in general, there is new research that shows the scope of the problem in Baltimore. They are called food deserts, neighborhoods where there are simply no easy ways to buy or access healthy foods. Amanda Behrens manages the Maryland Food System Mapping Project. She is with the Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future, and she joins us now. Certainly this information raises more awareness, doesn't it?
It does. It's become a great planning tool for the city as well.
What's some of the really interesting facts that you found out after conducting this research?
About one in five people in Baltimore live in a food desert, and we mapped with neighborhood boundaries this time, and so about one in three neighborhoods in Baltimore has part of their area is a food desert.
Were you surprised?
We had mapped this in 2009 and found that about 18% of the city was affected, and this new map shows that a little bit more of the city is affected. We weren't terribly surprised because we use an income measurement, and so we've been looking at demographics in Baltimore City previous to doing this map and found that there's a lot of income disparity. And those areas that are lower income tend to also be food deserts.
Did you find that the biggest issue for people who live in a, quote, food desert was transportation?
Transportation is a large issue. I think there's also a lot of people do rely on the hack system, which are, you know, unregistered cabs, but or else use family or neighbors' cars to travel outside because they realize that there isn't healthy food in their area and they know of a better store to go to. So they'll travel when, you know, using whatever means necessary.
And this is the first time that you guys actually went door to door and really actually checked store shelves and menus, right?
Yes, we used a tool called the Nutrition Environment Measurement Survey, and it allows you to kind of check off whether or not there are healthy foods available and what unhealthy foods are available in stores. Then you can really quantify the issue.
Okay, so where do we go from here?
Well, luckily, we have a food policy director in Baltimore City. Baltimore is one of nine cities in the U.S. to have one. And we worked in close partnership with her and the Office of Sustainability to make this map. And so now it's a planning tool, and she's hoping to expand farmers markets in these areas. There's the Baltimarket system, which is the virtual supermarket program that's run out of the health department, and that allows residents to go through their local library, elementary school, or from a housing project and go online and order grocery products from Santoni's, and then it's delivered the next day to the same site. And also, Holly Freestadt, the food policy director, is working with public markets to improve the offerings available in there, and many of those are actually in food deserts.
Yeah, I just read that Lexington Market, 10 of the vendors have agreed to provide items that were lower in calories, fat, sugar, higher fiber content. These
exactly.
are all steps in the right direction, I guess.
Absolutely. And with this labeling program they have, I think it'll go a long ways to educate people, because that's the other side of the coin, is you first need to make the foods available and give people an option to choose healthy foods, but also educate them on why they would want to choose them.
What kind of goals do you have a year from now, 5 years from now?
Really, I should say that the city, those are the city's goals. The Food System Map Project is a resource to support the work of the city, but they would like to address, you know, really bring in supermarkets into the food desert areas and also work on alternatives that might be a little bit easier to do by increasing the number of farmers markets and making turning these public markets into more healthy food options. And then the overall goal is to reduce diet-related disease health outcomes.
All right. Amanda Behrens from the Maryland Food System Mapping Project through Johns Hopkins. Thank you so much for joining us today.